Daily Dose of Dominican Preaching. Today, from Italy, we hear from Father Vivian Boland, a friar of the Irish province who lives in Rome and is assistant to the master of the order. His preaching is entitled Understanding Hope.
The first reading is from the prophet Jeremiah. The following message came to Jeremiah from the Lord. Stand at the gate of the house of the Lord, and there proclaim this message. Hear the word of the Lord, all you of Judah, who enter these gates to worship the Lord. Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, reform your ways and your deeds, so that I may remain with you in this place. Put not your trust in the deceitful words, this is the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. Only if you thoroughly reform your ways and your deeds, if each of you deals justly with his neighbor, if you no longer oppress the resident alien, the orphan and the widow, if you no longer shed innocent blood in this place, or follow strange gods to your own harm, will I remain with you in this place, in the land I gave your fathers, long ago and forever. But here you are, putting your trust in deceitful words to your own loss. Are you to steal and murder, commit adultery and perjury, burn incense to Baal, go after strange gods that you know not, and yet come to stand before me in this house which bears my name and say, we are safe, we can commit all these abominations again? Has this house which bears my name become in your eyes a den of thieves? I too see what is being done, says the Lord. And the Gospel reading is from St. Matthew, chapter 13. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven may be likened to a man who sowed good seed in his field. While everyone was asleep, his enemy came and sowed weeds all through the wheat, and then went off. When the crop grew and bore fruit, the weeds appeared as well. The slaves of the householder came to him and said, Master, did you not sow good seed in your field? Where have the weeds come from? He answered, an enemy has done this. His slaves said to him, do you want us to go and pull them up? He replied, no, if you pull up the weeds, you might uproot the wheat along with them. Let them grow together until harvest. Then at harvest time, I will say to the harvesters, first collect the weeds and tie them in bundles for burning, but gather the wheat into my barn. Taking the two readings for today's Mass, we can say that they call us back to thinking about the virtue of hope, what it means to hope, to trust in the Lord. We know from our catechism days that the virtue of hope was surrounded, embraced by, on one side, the vice of presumption, and on the other side, the vice of despair. That hope is between these two. It is not presumption, and it is not, obviously, not despair. The first reading from Jeremiah presents us with a people who have become presumptuous and are assuming that their special status as the chosen people of God, the ones among whom he has chosen to dwell, that this special status will somehow not be undermined or subverted by any way at all in which they decide to live. And Jeremiah is calling them back to right living and saying, the Lord will not remain with you. This will not remain the dwelling place of the Lord if you continue to live in the way that you're living. It's only if you thoroughly reform your ways and your deeds, deal justly with your neighbour, stop oppressing the migrants, look after the poor, the orphan and the widow, stop shedding innocent blood, stop worshipping false gods. Only if you reform your ways and your deeds will I remain with you in this place, in the land I gave your fathers long ago and forever. So in the face of their presumption, the Lord, through the prophet Jeremiah, is calling them back to right living, to a living which is has integrity, which has justice, which is about holiness, which cuts through the falsehood, the lies on which they're building their lives. This is what the Jeremiah says. You're building your lives on lies if you think that you can live the way you're living and then come along to the temple, to the place where God dwells, and say, here we are, it is our place, he is among us, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord, the temple of the Lord. It's not going to work. The danger is that a message like that from a prophet saying to us, don't presume that you're in a good place with the Lord if you continue to live in ways that are exploiting others, that are unjust, that are wicked, that are even perhaps using God in some way for your own purposes. Don't presume that you can go on living like that and remain in God's favor. It might seem to open up the road to the other side of the far side of the virtue of hope, if you like. And I suppose many people have found themselves on that side at times as well, the side that we call despair. Because when we look at our own weaknesses, when we look at our own struggles, when we look at our own motivations for anything that we do, and begin perhaps to see in them that we are nothing more than merchants in God's temple. We are nothing more than merchants in the temple of the Lord. And even if we're not exploiting people in very obvious ways, the chances are we are sinning in some way. The chances are we're using God in some way, that we're putting God at the service of our purposes, our social, cultural, political, whatever purposes, our ideological. We're using God in some way, and therefore we are worshipping a false God. If we think too deeply about it, we can't think too deeply about it really, but when we do think deeply about it, we begin to see that we are merchants in the temple, that mixed in with what might be some good seed, some good wheat growing in our lives, there are also weeds. Some enemy has done this. Okay, the devil, let's blame him. But the fact is, it's true. There are these weeds growing alongside the wheat. Then the Lord's voice, if we take the man who sowed the seed as representing the Lord, in a way he is saying to us, don't despair. Do not despair. At least there is time. He doesn't talk about weeds being turned into wheat, but he does say, give it time, wait for the moment. We don't want to destroy the good that is developing by trying to uproot the evil that is also present. So there's a kind of prudence, there's a kind of wisdom, there's a kind of patience, which at least gives us time and at least carries the message, do not despair. Do not presume, the prophet Jeremiah says. Do not despair, the parable of Jesus says. Notice too that both are allowed to grow. The weeds and the wheat are both allowed to grow. The master cannot say, the one who owns the field cannot say, allow the wheat to continue to grow and put a stop to the growth of the weeds. No, they have to both grow together. That's an interesting thought, and perhaps a serious thought, that as the life of the community goes on, as the life of the church goes on, as the life of each of us goes on, there is the possibility that evil will grow also within us. We're hoping that it is good that is growing within us. We're hoping that it is good things, just things, holy things, that we are somehow being converted so that our lives are more pleasing to God and more in line with his holiness and his goodness. But there is also the possibility that the evil that is in us, the distortions in our motivations, the addictions that that there are in our lives, the distractions that are so frequent, that these things might also grow stronger and develop as life proceeds. So between the two readings, we move back and forth. We move back and forth between a presumption, which we ought not to have, and a despair, which we ought not to have. And of course, the virtue that helps us, the gift of God's grace, which enables us to negotiate the path between these two extremes, between these two vices, is the virtue of hope. And it's centered on God, which is probably the most important point about it. It's a theological virtue. It's not centered on ourselves. It's not centered on our good wheat or our evil weeds. The virtue of hope is centered on God. It is to God that we look for salvation, not to ourselves. It is to God that we look for help in moving towards our salvation and in growing into the ways of living, which are those of a saved person, those of a follower of Jesus, those of the ways of living that are those of somebody who really truly belongs to Christ. Cutting our way through the lies and the deceptions and the falsehoods on which we have constructed the castles of our lives and finding our way to some more solid ground, a humbler, perhaps even a desert place, but a place on which we can build something which is authentic, which has integrity and is about justice and is about God's holiness. So the readings today, let's take them as a call to hope, to be people of hope. And in order to be that, because hope is a theological virtue, a gift of God's grace, let us turn once again in prayer to the Lord. Come before him as the wheat and weeds that we are, individually and as communities and as a church, and say to him, please strengthen in us this virtue of hope and give us the ability, enable us to live in the way in which you want us to live in the way that you ask, so that we can continue to dwell with you and you can continue to dwell with us. Thank you.